All right, so we're here at the title company. We're meeting with Ms. Kelly Madden. Kelly, say hey.
Hi.
Now, Kelly, when you came in contact with us, what was going on kind of with the house and what was going on with you?
Well, the last 2 years have been very troublesome for me financially. I am single and I have been divorced for about 15 years. I was laid off from a job that was decent pay.
Yeah.
As far as being a single person goes, don't have many other obligations, but let's just say I haven't made the best financial decisions.
Yeah.
Could have been better. Not anybody else's fault but my own, but led me down a path. And last year after the layoff, I really wanted to start my own company. Really was not secure doing that with the obligations that I currently had. And that included a house that was, it's a great house, but it needs some work and it needs some TLC.
Yeah.
And I could not afford to make those repairs. And I took a job that I really didn't like and came to the conclusion that I needed to make a huge change in my life. Left my job, contacted my mortgage company where I was currently under a loan modification after the layoff from the previous year, and basically told them, what are my options? Because I think I need to sell this place.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some recommendations. I had been contacted by several people who wanted to make cash offers. And as I did my due diligence about investigating what that meant, I learned very quickly that there were some unsavory and unscrupulous people out there.
Yeah.
And it was a tough and very nerve-wracking thing, especially being single. You know, I'm on my own. It's just me. And I needed some time.
Yeah.
You guys were gracious enough to allow me a little bit of time, but still able to complete the offer in the window of time that I had to make things happen.
Yeah.
Because I informed my mortgage company that I was no longer employed, they went ahead with the foreclosure proceedings and actually scheduled a foreclosing date. And so that put me on a very short timeline, which I did not realize would happen.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, again, not the best decision on my part. But you guys answered all my questions, made sure that you were available to me, worked with an incredible title company that made me feel like even though you were their client, they listened to my concerns and helped work me through that process as well, which made me feel all that much more comfortable about dealing with not only them but you. So
And how long from contract to signing?
So we are closing within, I think, all told, what is it, 7 days? Mm-hmm. I signed the paperwork last Tuesday or Wednesday. We're closing, it's a Tuesday today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what needed to happen to keep my house from going into foreclosure tomorrow.
Yeah.
I let things go a little longer than I should have.
So anybody else that was thinking about working with Jack's Freedom Home Buyers, what would you encourage them to do?
I would encourage them to have a conversation with you, explain their circumstances, see what they can work out with you. I felt like I got a very fair deal. I did know where my house value was. I knew what people that are in your business kind of expect to make out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in with a very solid, here's what I'm looking for, because here's what I think the house value is, and here's what I think you can make off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to take advantage of you any more than I felt like you wanted to. I didn't feel like you wanted to take advantage of me either.
Thank you.
So you made a solid offer. I accepted it. We were moving. We got things rolling. I'm here today. I'm going to walk out of this and be able to start a whole new life for myself. I am decided after many years of thinking about going into business for myself and advising clients on social media and how to build a brand on online, I'm going to do it for myself.
That's exciting.
So, you know, it's a big deal at 51. I'm 51 years old, but I'm really, really excited about opportunities, and this just all felt right. And I really, really appreciate, especially Sean. He was very, very understanding and compassionate and answered all my questions. And as you can tell, I'm a rambler.
Kelly, so we're happy to do business with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for helping me out of a bad situation. And I hope that you guys actually do really well on the property.
It's very sweet. Thank you.